Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Happy Independence Day, everyone. But are we independent? Very, very troubling situation. If you're the McCluskeys in St. Louis and you can't be in your house, which is in a gated community, not an ungated area, and be safe and secure this Independence Day, and no one will come to your aid, are you really independent? Are you really free? Do you really have liberty? The answer, of course, would be no. Albert Watkins is in the corner of the McCluskeys. He's their attorney. He was on with us a couple days ago. It was wonderful, and you've seen him on a couple of national shows. He joins us here because there is word, at least according to the Tucker Carlson show last night, that the mob or different mobs are threatening to come back to Portland Place, that gated community in St. Louis. Albert Watkins joins us here in Philadelphia. Hey, Albert, happy July 4th. Thank you very much for joining us on a day off.
Well, thank you, Dom. It's only appropriate that we are speaking really from the airwaves based out of the home of our Independence Day. So I'm very grateful for the opportunity to share with you, your listeners, developments that are brand new, that are deeply troubling, that seem to reflect and indicate that we are a nation slipping very quickly into the abyss of what I can describe as nothing less than anarchy. I want to share this with you, and there are a lot of dynamics that are going on. So bear with me, because what I'm about to tell you will be followed by something else and something else, which will make you want to immediately say something. But by the time I'm done talking, and it won't take long, you will be aghast.
Go right ahead.
So what we are aware of right now is that the circuit attorney in the city of St. Louis, who has a political agenda, is gearing up for the issuance of charges against my clients for the purpose of making sure that they are put in jail and processed just prior to the 4th of July weekend, knowing that there will not be able to be a bond hearing until next week, requiring my clients to enjoy the confines of a local prison facility over the 4th of July weekend. We're addressing that. We are advised that there are interlopers from around the country who are focused on and have come into St. Louis seeking Airbnb accommodations to avoid having to register at hotels, that their presence is going to be strong, that the presence of these interlopers cannot be controlled by the local Expectus BLM movement people. The BLM movement people here in St. Louis are afraid that they can't control what's going on. You have a pronounced recognition by law enforcement, local law enforcement, that they are under direct orders from the chief of police to not bother the protesters, not to arrest them, to simply let them be. You have the reality that my clients are obviously ground zero. The protest that is scheduled and that is, you know, all over the internet with internet flyers and solicitation of people from all over the country to come and support the message of Black Lives Matter. They're attracting people who are not savory. They are not here for the purposes of conveying the message of Black Lives Matter. They have an agenda. So my clients are now forced and compelled to recognize that they have the reality of being alone in this world. The fact is they have gotten support from all over the country. There are private SWAT teams that are going to be on the ground by noon today. The protest march is scheduled for 6 p.m., one block away from the McCloskey's house. And already people are congregating. Already people are at the gates. The house is being boarded up. Cameras have been put in all over. Big lights have been put in. My clients, this is their life. This is their home. They are not walking away. And what has happened overnight? What has happened overnight is that we have garnered a great deal of support from the White House. We anticipate that there will be a concerted effort by the federal government to address anarchy, and that there will be a presence of federal boots on the ground. And by that, I mean agents that will not only make their presence known, but will do so in a fashion which will inescapably convey the message that there is a right and an entitlement of Americans to expect civility, lawfulness, respect for the lives of people and families and homes. But what we have is the combination of these factors are all giving rise to the likelihood of a very dark day for our nation, and certainly for St. Louis. And what we're hoping for, and what my clients are certainly calling for, is peace. They call, you know, the calmer heads will prevail, that adults will actually be in the room, that a dialogue can actually be conducted, so that the message of Black Lives Matter actually means something to people, that it's not diluted, and that we don't have unnecessary bloodshed. It's a mess here right now, and it's not looking good.
Thank God they have you as an attorney. That was so articulate and cogent, and it's very hard. Dan, my producer, will tell you, Albert, that hard for me not to interrupt. It's a talk radio thing, but once you got rolling, I wouldn't dare do that. Just wanted to backtrack. This Kim Gardner, what a piece of work, though. How are you able to blunt that if she offers charges and no bond hearing can be held until next week, just to put your two attorneys in jail and make them suffer over July 4th? What are you able to do on that front?
Well, that's going to be a very interesting dynamic, because you're going to have a great deal of federal support for the proposition that what these individuals did was not only lawful, constitutional, but something that we should all applaud. At the same time, you have an individual who is a politician. She is an elected official, but she also has duties as a circuit attorney to abide by and enforce and support the Constitution of the United States and, of course, the Constitution of the great state of Missouri. And so you're going to have a dynamic where there is clearly a crosshairs that is not a pretty one. My clients, they're big boys and girls. They're attorneys. They get the system. They have faith in the system. At the same time, they're not morons, all right? And they're not going to put themselves in a position where they're being used as political pawns, because they are lawfully exercising their constitutional rights, for which our fathers, our forefathers, our relatives, brothers, sisters, mother, father, have fought and shed blood. And I'm not trying to ask you to put a backdrop of the national anthem to my speech. This is simple, fundamental law 101. And the minute we forget about our rights, the minute we disregard our rights, the minute we think our rights are negotiable, is the minute we cease to be America.
I would put it this way. You're exactly right. We're all the McCluskeys today. Any reasonable person in America is a McCluskey. And I think they're taking great steps here. You mentioned a private SWAT team. So some private entities are willing to protect?
Yeah, we have individuals from around the country who have reached out. These are not wild, crazed individuals. These are thoughtful professionals. They are individuals who support a fundamental concept that a man has a right to protect his family and his home on his property. And these are individuals who have expressed a desire to and a willingness to exploit their resources to be a part of this, and to be a part of it in a meaningful and constructive fashion. At the same time, these are people who know their trade. Don't make any mistakes about it. My clients and millions of Americans around this country, especially those who have reached out, the thousands that have reached out over the last few days, that my clients are not going to roll over and allow their lower GI tract to be exploited. They are committed to their life, their life's work, their family, the Constitution, the law, and they're doing the right thing. They're trying and have tried and will continue to try to do it in a fashion that's still respectful, respectful of the message of Black Lives Matter, which is different from the methodology being employed by those who are trying to usurp that message.
That is so well put. That's right on the money. The federal presence, I'm so glad we were speculating, Albert, since last night about some federal nexus here with William Barr and the president. I'm so glad you were probably involved in making that happen, calling attention to it. And I think across the nation, given how this is positioned, these are people just exercising their Second Amendment rights, but are supportive of the message Black Lives Matter, but not how it's been usurped by multiple people. Who in the world could oppose that other than a mob?
Other than a mob that is devoid of a capacity to articulate one fundamental basic truth, and that is the message of Black Lives Matter is noble, but it is more noble with the integrity of the other constitutional rights which are in place being enforced.
Have you heard anything from the Republican governor, who is a former sheriff, a Republican, and it seems to be AWOL here? Tucker Carlson mentioned that last night. A few state troopers there would send a message also.
Yeah, I will tell you that I am not as wired with our current Republican governor, who, by the way, is the governor because of the outing of the prior governor in the state of Missouri, and I was at ground zero in connection with that undertaking. And as a result of my undertakings, the present governor sits, and what I do not want and what the present governor, I am certain, does not want is to in any way, shape, or form send out the message that somehow he has some sense of loyalty to me because of my role
okay.
in the prior governor's termination.
Well, Albert, thank you so much. And again, I'd like to invite you to come on a Monday. I'll put you on hold if you could square what's convenient for you with Dan as we see this play out. And thanks to your articulation today, you've given us understanding I haven't seen anywhere else.
Well, Dom, I appreciate your show. I appreciate you. And as I've noted, I'm very fond of the city of Philadelphia. And this is the weekend for us to all recognize that but for the role of Philadelphia in our nation, we would all be sitting somewhere else.
Exactly right. Albert, happy Independence Day. I'll put you on hold.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right. Let me just take a moment here, take a praise of Dan for securing Albert Watkins. You're not hearing this on any local radio show in America. Okay? And I jotted down, and you notice I shut up and didn't say anything. Now it's your chance, 855-839-1210. I take away from this what we're up against. This Kim Gardner is the Larry Krasner of St. Louis. Imagine wanting to come after them and to wait, to pounce, to put charges out there today, knowing with the holiday weekend and everything else, they'd have to spend Independence Day in jail. Now, she doesn't care if this goes through, that she could be sued for this. It would be clear what she's doing. That's on the taxpayer. It's playing to the mob. And thank God, somehow or another, you heard him say there will be a major federal presence there. A major federal presence there. So let's see what happens. Let's see what America says. You know, there are moments frozen in time where, and Joe Biden certainly wants to avoid these, where we hear this phony unity talk constantly. We're not unified. There are two courses of action. Yesterday on the floor of the Senate, and I have it, I'll play it for you this hour, Mike Lee got into it with the estimable Bobby Menendez of Jersey, right? Because Mike Lee had a resolution calling upon everyone in the Senate to decry mob violence. That's all that it said. Why can't Democrats, why wouldn't Democrats even allow a vote on this? Why can't Democrats decry mob violence? Because the base of the Democrat Party is supportive directly or suggestively of mob violence. That's why. That happened yesterday in the U.S. Senate. That's what we're up against. There's no unification here with these progressives and what's going on in America. They're making no bones about it. It's a new day. They're kicking out every tradition that they can find. That's what it's about. And the McCluskeys have to be put down. They represent people defending themselves, lawyers who are supportive of the line Black Lives Matter. How can you go out? Are they going to be called militia by the Philadelphia Inquirer, vigilantes? And you know deep down, there are people that think, oh, look at these two, right? Yeah, I hope they ravage that house. Love to get your reaction. That was wonderful stuff from Albert Watkins. The chief of the police there, of course, no arrest. Mob around the country coming, staying at B&B. Private SWAT team there. They boarded up the house. The key, though, is federal presence. And people will say, like Fredo Cuomo and others, you know, why do you guys, why is Trump making such a big deal about it? You know why? Because rather than these vague pieties and the nonsense that we get from the legacy media, we're looking for a moment where people have to make a decision. Which side are you on? There's nothing wrong with that. There are points in life where there are two sides, two clear sides. Are you on the side that says they did nothing wrong, they deserve to protect their house? Or are you on the side of the mob? Just choose your side. That's all that I ask from the media. Rather than all the nonsense around this edge, this progressive light stuff, which side are you on? I'm on their side. I'm on the side of the cops. I'm on the side of the military. I'm on the side of Trump. Which side are you on? That's what elections are about. They're about taking one. There's nothing wrong with that. Well, a message of unity. No, it's about winning and then trying to enforce the policies that you won on. Democrats will do the same thing. If they win, it won't be about unity. It'll be about, here's what we're going to do. Statehood for D.C., the whole thing. Nothing wrong with that. That's what elections are about. This could be a big moment. I'm glad the Trump people are aware of it and they're on it.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.